And what if we start by not doing anything? No requirement. What else is there when there's no requirement? Just for a while, that there's no idea of what we're supposed to do. As an experiment to feel, okay, what happens? Where we're not going to go by an idea. Then what? And if we can kind of ride through our experiment just for a couple of minutes. So we could ride through the initial reactions that may come. Confusion or relief, for example. Feeling overwhelmed or disappointed or excited or afraid. And if we just leave some room, don't come to any conclusion yet for our experiment. What if we don't let the emotional reaction, let's say, the wave of response to not having a job or an instruction or an idea to go by? What if we don't let that state of mind also be what would decide what comes next, or what would be the result of our experiment? We just keep open. Sometimes if we decide not to listen to the thought and not to be swayed by the emotion, and we stay in our experiment, we're going to meditate, but now there's no instruction. Sometimes we may come into contact with parts of our experience. Maybe our body. Or maybe a sense of meeting myself. in a kind of simple way. Or sometimes we may feel in touch with a kind of flow of life. Or in touch with something that we can peripherally sense, that we couldn't really name. And I'm not saying that these three possibilities are the only good options, that body or a sense of being in touch with myself, less in touch with my complications and more in just in touch with me. Or in touch with some kind of wider sense of life, maybe. That if I look at it too directly, it's kind of gone. Whatever your experience is now is part of our experiment. Has something to say. But if we have a chance to give up trying to be right or wrong, at any point when that can relax, even for a half a moment, that half a moment can be fruitful and powerful. And so, can we find our way into ourselves, into contact with ourselves? Not knowing what myself is yet. Without waking up this kind of mechanical trying to get right or wrong mode. So certainly we'll feel and hear the mind talking about right and wrong. But if there's a way of letting that kind of be on the side, we can notice when the mind thinks this is not right. Maybe we could pause and feel that in the body, just for another perspective on the same experience. Or when we're sure that because I feel confused, I must be getting this wrong. So not just that something's wrong, but I'm wrong. What if we just play with switching channels and just simply feeling the ground? Or even switching channels, feeling something that feels good about me right now. Not so much right or wrong, but has a goodness about the day or the life or the moment. So we do not need to force ourselves to be human beings. Already we are. And where do we feel some interest or intuition towards contact with what is this human being? So it might be quite challenging, but I would like to offer the chance for another few minutes. Each to feel in our own way towards contact with being human. As an actual, could say as an act, rather than an idea. And again, we can feel what it's like when the right, wrong machine is on. But this possibility that there isn't a way to get this right or wrong, this meditation thing. It's not about getting it right or wrong. So we can accept that movement of thinking, I can't do this, or this is not a right way to meditate, or whatever. Or an excitement of maybe I'm going to get something right out of this. We can accept those movements as part of what's happening when it happens. We can fully accept, but not be ruled by the movements towards right and wrong. Leaving room for this possibility that there can be an experience of goodness. That's different from right and wrong. And just a little bit longer with this impossible task of feeling where there's interest in exploring human being, not through ideas, not what I think a human being is. And then what happens if we allow a step to happen of, okay, I know I don't actually know. I don't know what a human being is. And that's not the end of the exploration. Not knowing is not an end, but a beginning. And then we could just allow the body to relax, if possible, as much as possible. Now would be another good minute to adjust your posture if you found that you've gone out on a limb and you're not feeling the support of the ground. If your main attention is in how uncomfortable you are physically, please adjust your posture if that's possible. If the discomfort is something that would go away by shifting, then I would recommend that you please do shift. Allowing a sense of resting into the body and the body resting into the ground. The ground also maybe resting into the body. Leaning together. A feeling of intimacy with what we call physical sensation. Especially towards the back of the body and towards the lower body, the belly or the feet. And feeling that there are feet, and there is a belly, and there is a back. We're not making something up. And what are we doing when we feel? If we're not thinking our feet, what are we doing? We could really move in and open to let the sensation kind of pour through. And it's very possible and most likely that there are also flashes in the mind, thinking and images, and states of mind. And we could let that be. And we could also let that be uninteresting for a while. Whether and how much we may get caught up in the habit energy of thinking and reaction. Holding back and trying too hard and so on. It's not a measure of anything. It's not a measure of how well we're doing. Getting caught up in the habit, thinking and feeling, reacting, is something that happens because of our training. No big deal. Resting into our back, or belly, or feet. All that enormous energy that would try to stop thinking can relax. And just feeling that even though there's thinking, there's also feeling heaviness, lightness, texture, movement, cool and warm, dense and fluffy. And we're just open to those sensations happening. And how wide can we let that openness spread out? And how about we extend our openness now to include sounds as well as body? Not just the sounds of my voice, but sounds inside the body and in the room and outside the room. In all directions. How relaxed can we continue to be? So that there is that openness where sound arrives, where sensation arrives. And even if sometimes paying attention to hearing can have a feeling of bringing us a bit out of ourselves, it can also really help us experience how quickly hearing happens, sound and hearing, the meeting. It's electric. The sound has already been heard before we could say what we hear or that I heard it. So unveiling that quickness of perception, that precision and aliveness that's already in us. Something in us is already very present. And as we continually feel our openness in all directions, all around and also within, we can lose our sense of having a standpoint. The sound happens in the space that I thought was me, mine. But it happens by itself. And so including now the body with that same quickness that we have with sound. The recognition that there is already that quick, precise receiving of our experience. Hearing and feeling the body. The stream of physical experiences that we call body. And sometimes if we feel a bit more rested There could be a feeling of a calling towards just staying with the openness where hearing and feeling happens. And other times, maybe often from being tired, the habits in the mind are taking over more easily. And so we can practice resting by disengaging from the quality of thinking. Feel that in the body and then moving into the body again. And sometimes simply feeling the body as it breathes out can be a resting place. And whether we feel tired or rested, can still feel this quality of brightness, quickness, clarity, and ease that is there in just the simple fact of hearing a sound. We can give up trying to be quick and clever and trust that it's in us already. And I'd like to invite you again, if you feel that a real quiet shift of the body would help you have more ease in the mind as well, now is another good moment for that. And then we'll just continue with this practice together for another 10 minutes or so silently. So letting the shift of posture not break your flow, but be part of a flow, part of a coming into more gravity. Wideness. Openness to what is. just to spread out and move in. And allow experience. the tides of the breath. Moving in and spreading out. And maybe as we come towards an end, feeling as the out breath flows outward, just feeling the whole front of the body. Alive. And perhaps with an in breath, moving in, feeling the back of the body. Expanding. Feeling the whole inside of the body. And the space around that body. The skin or a sense of space around the body. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. May our actions and our lives be for the benefit of all, including ourselves.